and gentlemen, Nick Revel.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. There's an old joke. Guy goes into a bar, and he's looking pretty scruffy, smells a bit, and he's talking to the barman, and the barman says, "So what do you do for a living then? I haven't seen you in here before." He says, "Well, I work with the circus." He says, "Oh, yeah, yeah." He says, "Yeah, I'm an elephant deconstipator." What does that involve? He says, "Well, you know, the elephants, when they're travelling, they get kind of nervous, they get kind of constipated, and it's my job to, you know, keep them regular." He says, "Well, what do you do?" He says, "Well, if you like, I'll show you. You know, I've got to do them after the pub closes, so I'll come down." So they go down to the village green where the circus is set up, and the guy goes into the elephant's cage and kind of works on the elephant. I don't want to get into too graphic detail here because it's going out at 6:30 on Radio 4, you know. So the guy is working and working, and the elephant's become deconstipated, and this poor guy is covered in it, okay? He's covered in elephant crap, and the barman's standing there. He said, "I can't believe anybody has such a terrible job. How much do you get paid?" He said, £60 a week and board and lodging. It's not bad. He says, £60 a week for this? It's so terrible. Listen, we don't do great business in the pub, but I can offer you £100 a week. Come and be my barman. We can board and lodging for £40 a week more than you're getting now." He says, "What, and leave show business?" You know, in some relationships, I think that one person is the elephant and the other person is the deconstipator.
"You look very poncy this morning, Nick, if I might make so bold."
"Thank you, Vince."
"What is that you're wearing?"
"It's called a mourning suit. You wear them to posh weddings."
"Not called a wedding suit, then?"
"No."
"And so you have to take them off at midday and change into an afternoon suit?"
"No."
"Bit bloody stupid, then, this nomenclature."
"Yeah."
"To whom's wedding are you attending in this here apparel, then?"
"Girl called Amanda."
"Oh, Amanda. She's posh, is she?"
"Yeah."
"And how, pray, did you happen to make her acquaintance?"
"And how, pray, do you happen to be using this ridiculous language?"
"No. Well, Mr. Wilcox had his telly on really loud last night, and we was able to listen to the dialogue of a most engaging costume drama through the ceiling."
"Yeah."
"So my plants and my neighbours enjoy the same TV shows. Figures."
"I believe it was an American homage to Howard's End. But don't change the subject. You used to get your leg over this bird, then, did you? Give it some, eh? Did you? Eh,
Vince?"
"Mr. Wilcox kept channel hopping. There was a Mike Lee film on the other side."
"You git."
So, where'd you meet this girl, then?"
"Funny enough, I met her in Paris."
"Paris?"
"She wore blue, the Germans wore grey."
"So you still carry a flame for her, then, Nick?"
"No, I haven't seen her for 5 years. I couldn't care if I never see her again."
"Well, Des, I have to say, I'm not convinced."
"Oh, yeah." "Mr. Revel, you say you couldn't care if you never see this person again. I put it to you. Why are you going to the wedding?"
"Capitalist."
"Well, it's a day out."
"So you need an invitation from someone you don't care if you ever see again to have a day out?"
"You got a problem with that?"
"If you ask me, Alvin, he's in denial." "Yeah.
Look, I refuse to be psychoanalyzed by a committee of geraniums." "Yeah, I'll be right down, Craig."
"Yeah."
"Oh! Damn it!"
"Ooh, a daring slashed trouser look from the Nick Revel's recollection."
"Very fetching."
"This car's nice with the top down."
"Yeah. Smell that fresh London air."
"Yeah.
More to the point, though, why have we all been invited to this wedding?"
"Well, I know why I'm going, because Nick's accepted his invitation."
"So?"
"Well, I'm fascinated. None of us have seen her for 5 years. Then out of the blue, we get invited, not just to the wedding, but also to dinner the night before. I mean, what is going on?"
"Maybe it's just going to be a big wedding."
"Oh, that'll be right. Amanda never did anything without an ulterior motive. I mean, why has she invited us? Maybe she's forgotten she still owes me £50 for a phone bill."
Shona, if you can, get through this traffic light before it changes, because... Oh, no.
"No, thanks. No, the windscreen's clean already."
"How about some flowers?"
"No."
"One of these? What are they?"
"I think they're homemade flapjacks. Either that or roadkills varnished in syrup."
"No, thanks, pal. Come on, is this light never going to change?"
"Hey, cut, sir."
"No, thanks."
"Come on, I could do you a lovely trim between here and the Robin Hood roundabout."
"No, thanks."
"Look, I only do the cutting when we're stationary."
"No, thank you."
"How about something for the weekend, then? You never know, you might get lucky. Maybe."
"Look,
see you later." "Bye."
"Bye."
"By the way, I hope you're not going to this wedding with any bitter and twisted motives, Nick."
"What do you mean?"
"Well, why did you two ever split up anyway?"
"Well, don't think there was anything specific, really. We just drifted apart.
Shauna, this might be all a little painful for Nick.
Okay, sorry.
And do you remember when she sold most of Nick's record collection for drugs?
Oh, aye, and then she sold the rest of it to play for some rehab course.
Aye, and then she gave Nick hell for lighting up so much as a silk cut.
Yeah. And she had that thing for married men.
Oh, aye.
Yeah, that's right, because you both agreed to have an open relationship, right? Which meant that you could both see other people, except you.
Yeah,
because as soon as you started seeing someone else, she started freaking out and said she was ready for a permanent commitment. So you finished with the other girl, then Amanda ran off to live in Aberdeen or somewhere with her boss.
Yeah, and the guy's wife invited you round one evening and you were commiserating with each other and he came back unexpectedly to pick up some things or something and he beat you up out of jealousy. And then he got in the car and drove back to Aberdeen again.
That's right.
Well, how could you imagine any of that would be painful to me? Like I say, we just drifted apart.
So where'd you come to the wedding?
Curiosity. Well, okay, there is a sneaking revenge fantasy about ruining the whole thing, you know. At the last minute, she realises she can't go through with it, runs towards me.
What, and you end up jumping on a bus together, like at the end of The Graduate? Dead romantic.
No, I was thinking more Clint Eastwood, you know. She runs to me, I throw me poncho over me shoulder, spit the cheroot out under the floor, turn on me heel, mount up, and ride off into the sunset as she lies sobbing in the aisle, realising it was me she really wanted after all.
Well, nothing better or twisted about that then, Shauna.
No, I just wanted to be sure. I'm going to pull in for petrol.
Okay, I'll pay for this tank. Okay, here we go. And a free furry troll as a prize for doing our bit for global warming.
Well, that's the wedding present taken care of.
Exactly. You know, there's an amazing new block of toilets being built around the back there. It's a towering monument to John Major. He promised more motorway toilets at the last party conference, and we've got them. People knock John Major, but say what you like, he's done good things for this country. Thanks to him, more people than ever before will be able to crap simultaneously at motorway services. Is that something to be remembered for or what? He's paving the way for Britain to lead the world in synchronised crapping. Who knows, there may still be time to get it into the 96 Olympics as an introductory event.
Right, Nick. Now, before we set off again, let me have a look at the map.
It's okay, I'll navigate, Shauna.
Just let me have a wee look at
Shauna, it. Shauna, I was in the scouts. I'll get my map reading badge, okay? I'll handle this.
Okay, Arkayla, where the hell are we?
All these little country lanes look exactly the same.
What, even to Hawkeye, legendary king of the mighty forest?
Okay, left, definitely. No, right. Nick, what do you think?
I'm asleep.
Definitely. Right.
What, into this farmyard, you mean?
Oh, we're in no rush. We'll just turn around and go the other way.
That's not the point. I just hate being lost.
Hang on. Someone's coming out the house.
You lost?
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Lower Loxley.
Oh, it's not far. You need to be back the way you came. Left. Rosanna, come here, my love. Don't climb into the car now.
Oh, that's okay. Hello.
Hello.
How old is she?
I'm 5. How old are you?
3.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Why have you got such a big nose, then?
Well, actually, I'm really an elephant. Here, would you like this troll?
Yeah.
Here you are, then.
Thank you.
So, when we get to the bridge, it's first right and then straight on.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Dad, look.
Oh, aren't you lucky?
Yeah. I think the man in the back was tripping.
Oh, here we are then.
The snarling weasel.
Oh, gooey. Looks like your typical friendly English country pub. Afternoon.
Can we help you?
Yeah, we have reservations.
We certainly do.
A single room and a double, is it?
That's right, eh?
Put your name and addresses here.
Oh, he's using joined up writing.
Coming down here with their fancy city ways.
Print it, please. Block capitals so's a man can read it.
Sure. There we go. Oh, and we'd like a drink, please. 3 pints of bitter.
3 pints?
Yeah.
Ain't one of you a woman?
You and your fancy London ways.
Maybe it ain't a woman after all. Never can tell with these Londoners.
I'm so sorry. I seem to have forced a bar billiard. Cue up your customer's nostril. What an unladylike thing to do. I wonder what came over me. Is it because I'm angry because he called me a Londoner when I come from Dundee? Or is it because I'm not much of a lady? So, 3 pints of bitter, please.
I ain't serving no hooligans in my pub.
Hooligan, I'll have you know that you're addressing Shona Forbes McCulloch Mackenzie, 34th Laird of Brochty Ferry, by the way.
What? A titled person? Oh, well, that's different. Let the lad go, please, ma'am. He didn't mean no harm.
Oh, thank you.
And can we get some sandwiches?
You'll have to make them, Ted. I've got to get up the big house. They're having guests tonight. And don't give them no pickle. It's only a Scottish title after all.
Did you see the big house? Is that Amanda Richardson's by any chance?
As happen as like and maybe not.
It's just that we've been invited up there this evening.
Typical. If you'd got here later, we'd have only had to get you the one meal. Londoners, take you for all you've got.
Well, here we are.
Would you look at the size of this place?
I know, it makes you sick, doesn't it?
That's a very cheap reaction based entirely on envy and resentment.
So?
Yes.
Oh, hello. Remember us? I believe we're expected.
Really?
Craig and Shona, come in.
Oh, hi.
I don't know what things are coming to.
I'm so glad you could... Oh, don't let the dog in, whatever you do. Hello, Nick.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. Mummy, this is Craig and Shona.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello. Hello.
You come too.
And you remember Nick.
How could I ever forget you? There's still a dead patch in the lawn where you were sick in 1978.
Mummy.
Nice to see you again, Mrs. Richardson.
Oh, don't be silly, Nick. There's no need to be polite. It's Amanda's wedding, not mine. God knows why she invited you, but there it is.
He was a part of my life for a long time, and he still means a lot to me.
Part of your life for a long time? Various sexually transmitted diseases were part of your life for a long time, but I don't see them on the guest list. Although I suppose Nick being here is pretty much the same thing.
So, what's up with the dog?
Buster, chronic flatulence.
If he's inside for 2 minutes, the whole place stinks like a knacker's yard, so on no account let him in, however sweetly he looks at you. Understood?
Oh, is you? Poor Buster. He's never been the same since
Nick was last here, cooking all those disgusting vegetarian bean curries. Yeah.
Oh, you always said you liked them.
At that stage, I was still being polite to him. Takes a lot of contempt and loathing for someone of my upbringing to be so nakedly honest in their dealings with anyone, Nick. But you managed it. Well, better come and have a drink, I suppose.
Might as well get them straight to the table, ma'am. Sooner they eat, sooner you'll be rid.
Good idea, Martha.
This is weird.
How come the woman hates you quite so much?
I don't know.
Well done, anyway.
Here we are.
Oh, looks fantastic.
Yes, wasted on you, really. Another gin, please, Martha.
Mummy, don't you think you've had enough?
Are you implying I have some kind of a drink problem, young lady? Well, I haven't. The time you have a problem is when you can't count how many you've had, and I've had 17.
So, Amanda, what does your husband-to-be do?
Charles, he's, well, how would you describe Charlie, Mummy?
He's not Nick.
He's an international entrepreneur. Funny, they were the kind of people we hated at uni, weren't they? Yeah. We always used to be writing pamphlets full of phrases like international entrepreneurial parasites.
Yeah. Are you still writing, Nick?
Oh, yes.
And you make a living from it?
I'm still here.
Yes. And where do you get your ideas from?
Well, yeah.
As if I give a damn. Still, in a way, I'm very glad you came, Nick, because you'll see what a successful, happier life my daughter's going to have after everything you tried to do to her and failed.
Well, if the weather tomorrow is anything like today, it'll be perfect.
I wouldn't care if it pissed with rain if it meant Nick wasn't coming.
Actually, you know, Mrs. Richardson, he's not really half as bad as...
Oh, don't probably... try and defend him. I quite like you. I see you know which cutlery to use with which course now, Nick.
Well, you taught me very well, Mrs. Richardson, and it's coming very useful. I must say, I have so many 12-course dinners these days.
Well, it was only fair. You taught Amanda so much. In fact, I doubt there was a single prescribed drug in the registry you didn't show her how to use in your time together.
Mummy.
Well, that's not the way I remember it, but then again, what was my memory good for in those days? What have you been telling her?
Well, I couldn't tell her it was Jamie and Piers who got me into smack. She went to school with their mother.
Still, it's funny, you know. But in any other circumstances, I think I'd have been concerned to discover my daughter had become a lesbian. But when I knew she'd left Nick for the other woman, it was such a relief. Mind you, Amanda, I've always thought your lesbian phase was definitely what finally killed your poor father.
Well, it's a lovely house you have here, I must say, Mrs. Richardson.
So was Nick in no way responsible for your husband's death, then?
Sure. Only in so far as it was thanks to him Amanda became a lesbian, after all. Now, who's for pudding? Martha, would you clear these plates?
Well, thanks for the lovely meal, but I think we should be getting back now. And you ought to get an early night. It's your big day tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. I hope you won't be too upset tomorrow when you see Amanda coming down the aisle, Nick.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. Good
night.
Nick, I was hoping we'd have more time to talk this evening.
Oh, well, it's nice to see you anyway.
Look, the wedding's not till 12. Why don't we go for a drive tomorrow morning? Just the two of us, really early, for old time's sake.
OK. What time?
I'll pick you up at 5:30.
OK.
Night.
Well, at least I didn't stint on the booze while she was giving us that lecture on drug abuse. I'm ready for me bed.
What open?
Oh, are you sure it's the right key?
Of course I'm sure.
Mind you, bearing in mind your navigating skills, we could be in the wrong village.
So you're back, finally. Hope you've had a good evening.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
Don't worry about keeping me up till all hours.
Well, you gave us a key so we wouldn't have to bother you.
I had to put the bolts on, didn't I? What with one of the spare keys being out? I mean, what if you'd lost the key and a gang of them Hell's Angels had found it? Don't bear thinking about.
I hadn't thought of that, but thanks for waiting up.
I can't stand here making small talk at 3 o'clock in the morning. We've got customers need serving.
Well, good night, then.
By the way, I'd appreciate it if you don't stamp around too much in your room, young lady. It's right above the public bar, and I don't want my regulars disturbed.
Sure. Come on, Nick, wake up.
Huh? What? Amanda?
Come on, it's nearly 5:30. We're going for our drive, remember?
Well, do you want to wait outside?
Why?
I haven't got any clothes on.
Like I'd see anything I haven't seen before.
It's different now.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
The situation is different now.
Don't be such a prude. Nice to see I haven't lost my touch.
I was dreaming, okay? If I come to think of it, you interrupted a very good dream. Typical.
No need to be like that.
There's every need to be like that.
Here, you drive anyway, then I can look all glamorous and submissive in the passenger seat.
You can do what you want, Amanda. You usually did. So where are we going?
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? You came.
Yeah, well, you always had an ulterior motive.
No, I just wanted to talk, that's all. It's right at the top of the hill. Isn't it lovely out here? It's completely unspoilt. Nice to know that this kind of England still exists, really. The real England.
The kind people like you end up going back to after slamming it for a while in the unreal bits with all the problems, you mean?
You always did have a way with words.
I was being sarcastic.
I know.
And don't blow my ear like that.
Well, I'm sorry, you always used to like it.
Exactly. Stop it.
There's a tiny little track up on the right here by the trees. Funnily enough, it's the local lover's lane.
I don't think this is a good idea.
No, there's a lovely walk over the hill, that's all. See? Beautiful, isn't it? Oh, nearly forgot. There's a briefcase in the boot. The boot's in the front on a Porsche, Nick.
Yes, I know. I knew that. Porsches are just basically souped-up Volkswagens for the vulgar rich.
No, you know that's not true. There's no need to be quite so invertedly snobbish. Now, you see those two chaps on the other track by the Range Rover with the dark glasses? Could you be a darling and pop the briefcase over to them?
What the hell is this?
Look, for God's sake, don't get back in the car. They might think we're double-crossing them.
We?
Nick, the sooner we do this, the sooner we'll be out of here. Lift the briefcase up to show them, would you? Then leave it by the gate. Okay, start her up and let's go.
Look, never mind the three-point turn. Reverse. Go, go.
You are going to explain to me just what the hell this is all about.
It's just that these business associates of Charles were threatening to disrupt the wedding unless we made the payment.
Payment?
Yes, you see, Charles...
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'm not listening. What were they going to do?
Well, they were going to shoot Charles, actually, since you asked. I mean, technically, I suppose paying off homicidal drug dealers falls under the duties of best man, but you were the only person I could rely on.
Yeah, you always knew you could rely on me. What the hell kind of marriage are you getting into, Amanda? As if I care. Oh, no!
What the hell did you do that for?
I was trying to miss that pheasant.
What bloody pheasant?
That bloody pheasant over there. That's just been shot.
Brilliant. You put the car in the ditch just to save a doomed game bird. Well, get it home and we'll explain to Charles later.
I think I have done enough hard work already.
And how many times have I heard you say that?
We're stuck.
Oh, for God's sake! Oh, God! Oh,
yeah,
God!
Yeah, I heard you say that a few times in the past as well.
Just shut up!
Well, I've done the final check on the church flowers, Mrs. Richardson. They look lovely. Now, why don't I lay Amanda's dress out on the bed? In the shower, is she? Mrs. R, why are you staring at the wall? Are you all right?
She is not here.
I'm sure she'll be back soon. It was 5:30 this morning when she went off with that chap what's staying.
What did you say?
I saw her this morning as I was hanging up yesterday's bread to dry. She went off with that odd-looking fella with the big nose. I'm sure she'll be back. Mrs. R? Oh, don't go catatonic. Did I say something wrong? Mrs. R? Oh, blimey. Ted? It's Martha. You know that latest batch of speed? Is any of it ready yet? Oh, ship us up a gram, will you? Mrs. R has gone catatonic.
That's no good. It's stuck in the ditch. I'll have to go find a phone or something. Oh, there's a van. Whoa, excuse me. Whoa, stop.
What are you doing? Oh, God, they're hippies. It's class war. They'll rob us and leave us for dead. I've read about it in the Daily Mail.
Since when have you been reading the Daily Mail? More to the point, when did you start believing it?
Oh, hello, it's the Troll Fairy. How are you doing?
Oh, what a piece of luck. What are you doing up so early?
Oh, fancy the day at the seaside. Can't afford it, though. So I've been out picking a few mushrooms, next best thing.
Yeah, right.
That your status symbol in the ditch?
No. Look, it's a long story, but could you give us a tow?
That's right, Mrs. R. Finger closes one nostril and sniff with the straw up the other one. Oh, it's no good. I'll have to shove it up there for you. Now, where's that icing syringe? All right, Mrs. R. Yep.
Right. Let's get organised. Now, Amanda's not back. That's okay. There's still time. Just got to get everything ready that we can. Let's sit down and do a list. Martha, make me a sandwich, would you? No, I'm not hungry. Perhaps we should hoover in here again. Oh, my God. What's that coming up the drive? It's a peace convoy. Oh, please, not a rave on today of all days. Is there some kind of curse on this family? Sometimes I think there is. All the money on Bob's side came from the slave trade originally. You know, I've never told you this before, have I? And, of course, that was hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but it's why I do so much for charity, you know. Well, that and the tax benefits, obviously. It's a hippie van. Amanda's in the front seat. It's Patty Hearst all over again. I can't bear it. Not on today of all days. Amanda, what's
Ned,
going on? I thought you'd
that latest batch needs cutting with something. It's far too pure.
Hello, Mummy.
Amanda?
It's all right. Went for a little spin, got stuck in a ditch. These friends of Nick's pulled us out. Better go and get changed, eh?
I might have known you'd be involved in this.
Hello.
Come on, Mrs. R, let's go and have a nice cup of tea. Come on. Oh, the dog's farted. Let's get inside before you start retching.
Thanks ever so, Beaver. Listen, why don't you and your wife come to the dance this evening? It'll be in the marquee over there.
Oh, all right, thanks. Drop you off at the pub, Nick.
Oh, thanks, mate. Nick, cutting it a bit feiny.
So what happened?
Not what you think.
Well, we saw you drove off together.
And you've been gone an awfully long time.
Look, I need to get a bath. All right. I'll tell you all about it on the way to the church, okay?
She looks absolutely right.
She looks
lovely. And Charles, this is Craig and Shona.
How do you do?
Hello. Hey.
Nick, I'd appreciate it if you gave Mummy a wide berth. She starts hyperventilating when you go near her.
Sure.
Charles, this is Nick.
Congratulations, Charles.
That's very sporting of you.
Like she's some trophy we were both competing for.
Calm down, Nick. She means nothing to you, remember? Just enjoy the free booze and look for something worth 50 quid I can pinch to make up for that phone bill.
Do you think they know any plastic surgeons?
Oh, Craig, don't say you're fighting drunk already.
No, I just mean that I hope there's a chin amongst the wedding presents. The young Charles could do a one. It's a wonder his face doesn't just slide down inside his shirt.
Oh, my God, it's the peace convoy again.
Hi, Nick, where's the scarf?
Friends of Nick's. I might have known.
Mummy, if Nick hadn't been there, I'd never have got back in time.
If Nick hadn't been there, you wouldn't have been away in the first place, would you?
Am I to understand that undernourished little creature was in the car with you this morning?
Well, yes.
With her? He was driving!
Mummy, why don't you and Martha go and watch the Lord Lieutenant threatening the hippies with a shotgun?
Oh! Sounds rather fun, actually.
Nick, may I have a word?
What?
You have caused an awful amount of damage to my car.
Well, I'm sure you can understand the situation, you know. I mean, after what Amanda and I had just been up to down the Lover's Lane there, you can imagine we were both a little hyper. Especially with it being on the morning of the wedding and everything. I mean, it's not exactly the usual procedure for a bride 3 hours before she gets spliced, is it?
I think you'd better go before I kill you.
Hey, hang on, mate. I reckon I did you a big favour. There's not many people would do the business like that. Especially as I haven't seen Amanda for 5 years and then suddenly getting so intimate. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I understand quite enough.
Charles, no, it really isn't what you think.
Come on, Nick, let's go.
Okay.
Nick.
Charles didn't know anything about this morning at all, did he?
No. Nick, let's get out of here.
Yeah, come on, hop in the van and we'll go back to our place for a nice cup of tea, eh?
Yeah, come on, Nick.
Well, all the best, Amanda.
Please, don't go.
Nick!
Say that again.
Please, don't go, Nick.
Yes! Okay, let's go.
Yep.
Ah, oh, thanks. So anyway, that's the whole story.
So she took you for a ride in every way, Nick, except the one you wanted her to.
I blame you and Craig for all this anyway.
Eh?
Well, if you hadn't been invited, I'd never have come. I sympathise with Charles, though.
So do I. He's marrying her.
You reckon she owed the money and he knew nothing about it?
Who knows? Either way, she'll have a hard time convincing him.
How do you mean?
Well, I took 2 condoms out of the packet you gave me and left it in the glove box.
Nice one. Hey, I don't feel so bad now about letting the dog into the house.
Oh, that's what the smell was.
What were you doing in the house, Shona?
I was settling that phone bill, look.
Oh, Shona, nicking something's a bit much. A first edition of Proudhon's Property is Theft. Well, that should fetch a few, Bob.
What's this about a dog?
They have this dog with severe digestive problems. It's probably single-handedly responsible for the destruction of most of the ozone layer.
Well, they might experience a smell in a new way today, then.
Explain.
Well, I dropped some of those mushrooms in the punch on the way out. Accidentally, like.
Well, I think we all settled our scores in a very underhand, ruthless and satisfactory way.
Yeah.
Well done, us. Very English, really.
Steady on, Nick.
You don't want a billiard cue up your nose, do you?
So, good wedding, then.
Yeah, interesting.
Full of good cheer to a happy couple of best wishes to them for a rosy future.
Well, that depends on how long it is before one of them looks in the glove box.
Hey?
Doesn't matter.
Well, you've got a very malvolent grin on your face.
Have I? Good.
Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Dean McKeegan, Ryan Bowles, Leslie Sharp, Joanna Brooks, Elizabeth Bennett, and Stephen Tompkinson. The producer was Jeroen Magnusson.